Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Hoffman's show. We're on the Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app, streaming live on YouTube too, at the Team 980. If you hear Paramore on this show, that means it's time to welcome in Clinton Yates. Isn't that right, Anthony?
Yes, it is.
Thank you.
Isn't that right, Clinton?
It is right. I appreciate it. And by the way, the third song you can add to your rotation of that is Still Into You by Paramore. It is not Misery Business. It is not the song you just played. There is a third that is very popular. So put that in your system, Anthony.
You said Into You?
Yeah. I'm Still Into You.
Still Into You. Okay, I got you.
Great.
Okay.
Great song.
All right. I just want you to know also that I have accepted your apology, sir, for pump faking the listeners with my jam. I almost freaked out. I heard you guys talking about it. But yes, that threw me off big time. But we're back, so it's all good.
All right.
If you ever wondered if Clinton listened, yes, Clinton does listen to the show, boys and girls, because he nearly, quote-unquote, crashed out earlier this week when he heard Paramore, and he was listening to the show not through the phone because he was about to come on.
Exactly right. So what's up, man? How are you this week? What's going on?
Doing well, as well as we can, and we're quite enjoying the NBA Finals because they've been quite enjoyable, and we just had our pal Mark Kestisher on to talk about it, who's, of course, calling the game for ESPN Radio tonight for your fine company. But Clinton, this Finals 2-1 Indiana is a surprise in that Oklahoma City is a 68-win team who had a huge, you know, a bunch of metrics that suggested they were going to dominate this series. And yet, I am not that surprised that Indiana is up 2-1 at this point. Where are you on the surprise-o-meter, 1-10?
The surprise-o-meter is at about a 4, but it's not because of the Pacers. It's because of the Thunder. I just kind of feel like there's something missing in terms of not talent, but this is something that I talk about a lot, that there's no real way to regulate this. It doesn't appear that anybody on that team is mean enough to kind of want this in a way that indicates to me that they're definitely ready to take this from the Pacers. And now that doesn't necessarily have to be the case for every team, but it just seems noticeably kind of not there. For as dominant as Shea has been, he still feels very much like the kind of guy that goes along and gets along, so to speak, is going to get his and therefore, you know, is going to add up numbers. But there's nothing that makes me look at that Thunder team right now based on the way they played and say, you know what, I'm kind of afraid of that guy, which is a factor when it comes down to getting the Larry O'Brien trophy.
It definitely is. And, you know, fear in a basketball sense, like Steph Curry is terrifying,
right?
Even though he's the nicest dude in the NBA potentially. And Shea, obviously he's shown killer instinct at times, some of the big games he's had. But, as you are my friend and you host a show called Clinton and Friends, it seems like you're the correct person to ask about a friend theory here. But how much do you think the fact that he and Nembhard, the guy who's guarding him 94 feet for 30 plus minutes a night, have known each other since they're 12 years old, and whether it's like they just like we all have that person that we played against a ton, and even though they're better than us or we're better than them, the equation doesn't quite add up that way because of familiarity. Like, do you think that's a factor here?
You know, it's an interesting thing to think about, because also the question is whether or not that can even be controlled. Is there any real way to change the reality of that in terms of the human dynamic? And I just don't know that there is. Now, don't get me wrong. I don't think that's the entire part of it that's affecting the series. I mean, I think Chet could be a lot better in terms of a lot of different things. But the question is whether or not, if that's just something that guys just don't have in them in terms of how they play the game, you're not going to grow it up. You're not going to grow it suddenly in the finals because some idiot like me is on the radio talking about it or whatever, you know? And that's where I just do wonder where Dags comes in, Daniel, about, is this really all it can be? And the talent might be one thing in a night-to-night sense in the regular season, but the familiarity of facing the same opponent over and over again, if that changes the way you attack how you are as a basketball team, that's just not good, you know?
Yeah, and part of it's the familiarity, but part of it is just like he knows every single move that Shea's got.
Right.
And there's a fearlessness in approaching Shea that most dudes don't have, because Shea Gilgeous-Alexander is awesome at basketball, has averaged 30 a game for two straight years, and is the reigning MVP. Clint Yates with us here on the Hoffman Show. On the other side, if you look at the star power, there's the is he aggressive enough conversation around Tyrese Halliburton. There's the is he a superstar conversation around Tyrese Halliburton. I guess I'll ask a neutral version of the question. What have you made of Tyrese Halliburton in this series particularly, where he was obviously phenomenal in Game 3, but there's all the talk coming out of Games 1 and 2?
I think this is what you get with Tyrese Halliburton, and I also think that he's just young enough where I don't know that the cement has set yet as far as who he can be as a player in this league regarding his ceiling. And part of the reason why I don't think that I'm going to set that yet is because you don't have to. Pascal Siakam, as far as I'm concerned, is as important of a player, if not more so, than Halliburton. Halliburton just happens to be the guy that, A, is kind of more famous, and B, has hit some shots in clutch positions that have made him seem as if he is therefore more important to the overall whole. I still think that Siakam is the guy that has to really be on his game in order for this team to actually get over the hump. As for Halliburton, you know, yeah, he's hit or miss. I mean, that's okay. I think with these, according to Hoyle, ideas we have of what superstars are supposed to do or what that even means, honestly, I get very frustrated with that conversation, because in my eyes, stardom really has nothing to do with how good you are on some level. It has to do with how much people like you, which are two different things. I think Halliburton is still figuring out who he is in this position with this team, this good, this far into the playoffs, and that to me is understandable considering how, you know, where he is in his career.
So I'm going to run another theory by you, because I know it's your favorite thing in the whole world. Some of the comparisons I've heard for Halliburton are Nash and Chris Paul, as in Steve Nash and Chris Paul, where they're guys that didn't necessarily average 20 a game for their career. I don't know that Chris Paul ever averaged 20 a game in a season, which feels preposterous, but I don't think he ever did. But he was the best point guard in the league for a long time. Nash, best point guard in the league for a while, multiple-time MVP. But the frustration at times for both of them in some of the biggest spots was the same criticism we hear of Halliburton, where it's like, hey, man, you're going to have to shoot more. Like, we need you to generate more points directly. And I look at Game 3, and Tyrese Halliburton seems to have understood that, and he plays a game that helps them win against this Oklahoma City juggernaut. And it actually made me kind of think about the three of them, of like, is the next level of that, of the Nash, like, is part of the reason that Nash and Paul never won championships is because there is that next level where the margins are so fine at the top of superstardom in this particular league that you do need to, you know, as you said, the cement hasn't set. And if it sets for him at a slightly more aggressive to shoot mentality, could that put him in a different place as a winner than some of the guys that are maybe the similar archetype before him that never reached that top step of the Parthenon?
I think so, and I think it's required. It's such an interesting thing about the psychology of sports, too, is that why doesn't it happen for some guys? What goes on in their heads that makes them not want to be the person that a lot of people think that they can be? And I think a lot of it has to do with people's generalized ideas about their own levels of accountability. If you start shooting more and you are not making more shots, well, then it thus becomes on you that your team has not won. And some people just don't kind of have that in them to be able to move to that level of accountability, never mind success in their minds. I don't know Tyrese that well. I do know a couple guys who have coached him, and it's just, you know, I don't know. You hope to see it. You think about it, and winning is one thing, superstardom is another, but you can't fundamentally change people's personalities for the purposes of playing a game. And that's where, you know, things get really interesting when it comes to the concept of sports psychology overall.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Clint Yates, Clinton and Friends on ESPN Radio with us. He's actually live in Omaha right now. If you want to check out any of the College World Series coverage, check out ESPN.com and Anscape for Clinton's writing on the College World Series. But on the NBA front, last thing for you, Clinton, if Oklahoma City is going to come back and do this, like, one, do you think they have it in them? Two, how does that happen?
Yes, and I told you, this mean man theory to me has to extend to Chet Holmgren. I've been talking about this the entire series. I never would have thought before the playoffs if you told me that the fulcrum to what that team is going to be that guy. But now I genuinely believe that. It's not about him necessarily having to score 50 or block 10 shots or anything like that. But there's just a mindset you can tell when that guy is in a certain space. They have a much better spacing on the floor. They have a better attitude about who they are. And I do think, as he goes, to some degree, go the Thunder. If he can find that next level that we've been discussing throughout this conversation, that's when the Thunder get over the hump.
Clinton Yates, Clinton and Friends on ESPN Radio. Are you on the radio right now? Obviously, like, you're on it with us right now, but like, are you doing the show from Omaha, or are you taking off?
Did a couple shows from Omaha, and just to give you an idea of how real it got, I was sitting in the press box, and today, it was before, while they were taking BP, they were washing the windows. So this guy's jamming this mop up against the window frame, making all kinds of noise when I'm trying to talk on the radio. There was nothing I could do about it. It was really funny. So,
can you settle down? This is a national show right here. I don't know whose windows you think you're cleaning right now.
It was on a stick. He wasn't even in front of me, so I couldn't even signal him. The guy was way below. I couldn't even see the dude. It was just a pole that appeared with a mop on the end, cramming in my face. It was funny. So, yeah. Very hilarious.
Did you have it on camera? Could you turn the camera around?
I tweeted it. Yes, if you want to go to my feed, you can see the windows getting washed while I'm yapping on ESPN Radio.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Clint Yates, 10 a.m. to noon weekdays on ESPN Radio. Appreciate you, sir. We'll talk to you next Friday.
Thank you, Gregory. Anthony, apology accepted. See y'all later.
Thank you, brother man.
Anthony, you feel good about that?
I do indeed. I do.
Good. Excellent. Everybody feels good. Let's take a look at what's trending.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.